And it's just coming up to 12:14 on Phoenix 98FM. Now, I'm delighted to be joined, because you know I am a foodie and I do love stuffing my face most of the time with food. I'm joined by Chris North from Crust Pizza. So, very good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good afternoon, rather.
Well, good afternoon.
I can smell
just
something delicious in the studio. Is it yourself or your colleague?
Myself, my colleague, and also some donuts from our next door neighbour, Donut King.
Now, we are going to talk about Donut King in a second, but we're going to talk about yourself, Chris. You are the manager of Crust Pizzas.
Yes.
So what's your background and why pizzas?
Well, my background is hospitality. I've been doing it on and off for 20 years, various roles, various levels, pubs and restaurants. What caught my interest was the brand and the strength of the product and the concept as a whole. It's got a great backstory coming over from Australia. The guy who set it up in Australia, he actually started his life over here playing football. he was playing football up north. That didn't work out for him. He went back and he decided to start up a pizza business based on really good produce, and and that just caught my attention, like everything about it. It's got great potential.
Are you sourcing stuff out locally?
Yeah, we do the best we can. Obviously, we have a certain supplier and they do their best for us as well, and ideally the more local the better.
You've opened in June.
Yep.
How's it been going for you since opening?
It's been going really well, absolutely. But like any business, you could always do better. And that's what we're striving to do. We're trying to get out there to have more exposure so people know about us.
Do you actually make stuff yourself?
Me? Yeah, I'm very hands-on. I've created a pizza, which will be mentioned later on, for in time for the festive period. And, the emphasis is basically on fresh, and my guys work really hard. We do everything. We even make our own dough.
Yeah.
Which if I'm allowed to say, you'll find that our competitors don't.
Yes. Yes. Thinking about when you buy stuff in a box, never ever tastes the same as actually having it when it's completely fresh.
Absolutely, and the feedback we get as well speaks for itself by people that have eaten our pizza.
How do you cook it?
We have a conventional fed pizza oven, but it is gas operated as well, so you get that evenness and good cook all the way across the pizza underneath.
There's people out there now thinking about bubbling cheese and meats.
Oh yeah,
we're going to talk about pineapple on pizza. I have a good view on that. What's unique about what you offer to your customers?
Obviously, it's our top level of service, of course, and the variety of the unusual pizzas that we do.
Yeah.
We do a certain vegan pizza that no one else is doing, and since we've started doing it, I've already seen it in other places. So that's unique about us, and we have a nice relaxed atmosphere. You have a place where you can sit down, you can relax, have a drink, and and if you're still peckish, you can always grab some donuts from Donut King, who we share the unit with.
Yes, so hello to Donut King. You can say he's not mic'd up, but he is sat. There's no crown on his head at the moment. Tell us about Donut King and what type of donuts are they. Come up close to Chris. And you can
come close, Jabs.
No problem.
So get a little bit nearer to the microphone. Tell us about the donuts.
So our donuts are made fresh on site. Our competitors, or there's another brand out there that does this. They're handcrafted, and we call our workers who work for us donut artists.
Yeah.
So we do great donuts with fillings, and we do another USP, which is a freshly made cinnamon donut.
Yeah,
and eaten fresh and warm. I mean, you really can't beat that.
Yeah,
yeah. I've got to say that I do pinch a few when I'm working.
No, my stock's going.
So, what made you want to get into that business?
Well, my background's been franchising and retail for the last 20 years.
Yeah,
I did a major franchise, which I exited about 6-7 years ago. So I've got a bit of a veteran in the franchising game.
Yeah.
And I was at an expo, and I was kind of headhunted by the Australians who own the brand image rights for both Donut King and Crust.
Mm.
And I thought, you know what I'll do, I'll just fly out there and just check out the brand. And I thought, how hard can it be? Jumped on a plane on a Saturday, landed on a Monday, and I was back in London on a Friday. It took me 2 weeks to recover from the jet lag. but when I got out there, my purpose of the trip was to meet a lot of the franchisees and meet the brand ambassadors, and above all, try out the products.
Mm.
And I was very overwhelmed and very pleased with the feedback. Came back and opened our first dual concept store in Shenfield, which is Crust Local Pizza and Donut King.
Mm.
And now we've just opened in the last 3 weeks, which has been very, very hectic. Three stores back to back within Debenhams,
right,
in concessions, and we got a major rollout with them in the new year. And we're cracking on with cross locations. We've got one opening in Ilford, one in Walthamstow. We've got one opening in Wales in the new year. We've got a Donut King opening in Glasgow. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah,
there's a lot going on. You know, most people say to me, you know, Jabs, you're crazy. You know, one brand's hard enough, but you're doing two. But, you know, you get one life, you've got to make the most of it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a bit of a workaholic, and I love a challenge. And as Chris was, you know, was talking on the way here, I've been the last 2 days from here to Wigan to Newport to Basildon.
Yeah.
You know, and my next trip's going to be Scotland. So, yeah, it's been great fun.
Mm.
The products that we have are great. They're fresh. And like Chris said, with the crust in particular.
Yeah.
If you go to any pizza place, the chicken you get or the lamb you get on a pizza comes out of a bag.
We have
that brought in fresh.
Yeah.
We then cook it in the pizza oven.
Yeah.
And then we put it on a pizza. No other competitor does this.
Yeah.
If they do, please message me and I'll take my words back.
Isn't it weird with food, though, over the last probably 10 or 15 years, what we would have accepted before, as in pizza, donuts, you know, whether you get your chicken sandwich, is totally different because people are cooking more at home.
Yes.
They're using fresh ingredients.
Yeah.
And
conscious.
What used to be seen as a middle-class thing of doing cooking isn't. It's right the way across the classes. People know when they eat something, whether it's good quality or not.
Absolutely.
They know.
Absolutely. I mean, we get the feedback we get is like, we've had so many conversions from, say, Domino's or the other competitors that we have.
Yeah.
And they're like, we would never go back to those people because the product you have, it's, you know, it's the same kind of price line as well.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, wow, you know, you found a gap in the market, you're offering a gourmet product. Mm. And the same goes with Donut King. The donuts that we do, I mean, again, without naming names, you know, I don't want to be sued for libel, without naming names, you know, some of the competitors, yeah, they have good donuts, have good products, but no one does what we do.
Mm.
You know, we hand make the donuts. Okay, yeah, okay, it is time consuming, but the product we're offering is great. You know, our ingredients are fresh. You know, again, I mean, I bought a box in for you today.
And just for me, there won't be no other presenters going to have them, by the way, they'll be gone.
I would love your feedback. Again, another USP that we have in our Donut King is we do great coffee, gourmet coffee, and it's absolutely, I mean, you've got to pop in to try it, to be honest.
I'll contest to that, definitely. It's amazing coffee.
Yeah, you know, and apart from the donuts, we do great milkshakes, and we have a great Italian Capriani soft serve machine, which is pretty much a Rolls Royce when it comes to soft serve machines.
Yeah.
And again, even now in winter, I mean, and I thought, you know, in Debenhams that we want so many milkshakes. I was literally thinking, wow, you know, really, really chuffed with the amount of, and we've had great feedback, not just on DK, but on crust as well.
Mm.
And I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel here, but there is a gap in the market for a superior product.
Yeah.
And again, you mentioned a point earlier on, it's a lifestyle choice.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's purely a lifestyle choice. If we are able to offer a customer, look, here's A and here's B, and let's say we're B, and we've got a great product, don't take our word for it. Come in and try it.
Yeah.
You know, come in and try it, and then give us your feedback. The feedback we've had so far has been positive. It's been absolutely fantastic. I haven't, you know, I've been quite overwhelmed with some, you know, some people say, stop me, oh, you know, although I'm the master franchisor for both brands for the UK, you know, I don't go around shouting that out. I just like, I just work for Crust, or I just work for DK. Chris will vouch for this. I'll jump in, help out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not shy like that. I'm very hands-on. I want to be because I love the brands.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to spread that love out into the UK.
What's your favourite pizza-wise, guys?
It's all one level of thin crust.
Our crust pizza is all one level. We don't have heavy. Our dough is very good because we make it in-house.
I'm salivating.
My personal favourite, and I had this, not here, I had this in Australia, and I had no idea what it was. This is going back 2 years. So I said, look, you know, what vegetarian products do you have, or vegan? And vegan was just 2 years ago. I mean, now it's everywhere. 2 years ago, it was just picking up. You could hear little whispers in the background. He says, try jackfruit. I said, what fruit?
Oh, my gosh, isn't it lovely? Yeah.
And he said, no, try the jackfruit. And I was like,
it's amazing.
Fruit on pizza?
Yeah.
He said, look, try it. And I remember having this in Sydney, and I looked at him, and I was like, oh, my God, this has just become my favorite pizza.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people, again, You know, they want a choice. Yeah, our chicken's great. People eat vegetarian or vegan. You know, we cater for everyone.
Yeah.
It's not just that. And my other favourite pizza is the chicken peri-peri.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
Nice. Yeah. What do you think about the pineapple? Because I love, because I like quite like a spice with a bit of the sweetness.
Pineapple's so a bit Marmite on pizza. Is so it? I think it's probably,
A lot of people go, they go, you can't have that on a pizza. I go, oh, sorry.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say, but...
Do you not offer? It's not one of the things here.
We do it. We do have pineapple. Yeah, you can get the classic Hawaiian. And it is obviously it's a very good seller as well.
Yes.
And because we do a lunchtime deal as well, $4.95 plus a 500ml bottle of drink, and that's Monday to Friday, 12 till 5, half 11 till 5. Sorry, and yeah, that flies out. So and the Hawaiians are very popular. With
They're both looking at me, sort of going, don't ever mention pineapple on pizza again. It's my favourite. The drinks as well, alcohol licence.
Yeah, so that's another USP for us as well. You won't find takeaway pizza places that have an alcohol licence, and we're doing a range of cider, beer. We've got Prosecco, we've got Rosé Prosecco, we're doing a good New Zealand Sauvignon, a nice Chilean Sauvignon, a Capino. Red-wise, we're doing a Merlot, we've got a Shiraz, and of course, my personal favourite, which was kind of my choice, Malbec.
Yes.
Which goes well with pizza.
Yeah, definitely.
And again, I just want to plug this in, no other competitor does this.
Nope.
Yeah.
We deliver the pizza,
the liver, and your booze,
and the drink at the same time. The only thing we don't do are the glasses. I mean, everything
else. Not yet. It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
Edible ones actually would be quite good. Donut shaped glasses.
Oh yes.
Look at me. I'm getting all over excited with food. Local community events. Are you're getting involved in local events?
We are absolutely coming up very shortly on Sunday, the 1st of December. We are doing an event for Snap. If you've heard of Snap, based up in Whalley and Brentwood, brilliant place to go. I had the chance to go up there and visit. The stuff they do up there is amazing.
Yeah, it's for the
kids,
special,
for the kids and the families,
and
for the siblings who often who can be left out. And we're looking at doing something with them in the summer as well. But what we're doing on the 1st of December, it's going to be running all lunchtime up till about 5-6 o'clock. They'll be down in the store as well. It's all going to be in store. We'll be doing a raffle, and half of all our proceedings will go to them.
What other events have you got lined up for the Christmas period? Because you were saying about a Christmas pizza.
Yes. So
do you like the pizza?
Crosswise, we're going to be obviously involved in Shenfield. Shenfield Lights. It's Sunday the 8th. We'll be involved in that. I'm going to be doing mulled wine as well, everybody, so please come in and get some mulled wine.
Get there early.
And I'll be sending my guys out with little thimbles for people to try.
Yeah.
And we're also, fingers crossed, we're going to do the gingerbread trail. So that will bring the kids in as well, and also Snap are involved in that as well. So we'll be working again with them.
So, Christmas pizza, what is this?
My wonderful creation. We'll be going live as of next week. So it's going to be an upper crust base, which is our oblong shape, our rectangular shape pizza. It's going to have a white base. It's going to have succulent turkey breast on there, chestnuts, stuffing, and wild mushrooms.
Oh, wow.
Top with the cheese, and then a cranberry drizzle over the top.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds very
nice. Nice and festive.
Yeah. I like the way when you were showing the dimension of the pizza, which looked as probably about a foot long, the pizza. Are all the pizzas square?
For our kind of our top-end range. We do a Mediterranean lamb, which is one of my favourites. And again, as Jab said, you know, we cook the lamb ourselves, and we... and marinate it, so it's full of flavour.
Yeah.
We also do like a truffle beef pizza on that size as well.
Ooh.
And a pulled pork one, which is very popular as well. Very unusual. You get slices of pear, and you get a homemade coleslaw on top as well. It's a fantastic
pizza. In my head, I can see, if you're listening on the radio, everybody going, please stop talking about it, making me hungry. With the cheeses you use, because what do you use, a mixture? Is it always mozzarella, or is it cheddar, or is it different types of cheese?
Mainly mozzarella, but we also use some high-end cheese on our pizzas as well. We put fresh buffalo mozzarella on, and small fresh mozzarella balls as well.
Yeah.
Which go really well, and shaved parmesan as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So, just on the cheese, we use an award-winning cheese.
A
company I've got to plug them. They've been great. Called Yester.
Yep.
Based in Scotland, and they've won many awards on the cheese. And I think cheese is very important on pizza. it can make or break a pizza, and our cheese is absolutely
amazing.
It really is.
I was going to say about that, because it is one of those things sometimes when you bite into a pizza and you just go, there's no flavour to it with the cheese.
Or the cheese is completely like dissolved.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the pizza.
Yeah.
Again, without mentioning any names, our pizza doesn't do that. We have the buy one get one free still going on some of the pizza. There are offers where you can get a buy one get one free. We have great lunch offers as well. I mean, look, the proof's in the pudding, as they say.
Yeah.
You've got to try us. Go on to crustpizzas.co.uk.
Yep. Or download the app.
Yeah. Excellent. And then you can try out, as you said, you've got your Prosecco as well. So if you and also if you want to get your donuts, but try to have something different, because once you've had it and it's you, as you said, you've got fantastic reviews as well. Once you've had something superior, you don't go back to the other.
Well, exactly. And that's
especially when they're in a similar price range as well, because you just don't.
Yep. Absolutely.
But Pete, a good thing to get into. So you've got to, if you want to go along and check out the website, it is
crustpizzas.co.uk,
and you can download the app as well.
Yep, absolutely.
And lots of Christmas specials. Don't forget that lovely Christmas pizza. What's it called?
Merry Christmas.